This is the 2020 KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum, brought to you by Coors Distributing and the D&N Event Center.
Welcome back. Next question, and we'll begin with Larry. How much time would you be able to give the job of mayor in view of work involved and ceremonial requests?
Well, fortunately, even though I'm 63, at the end of February, I retired, and so I'm now free, other than my own ventures that I have, to devote 24/7 to the mayor's job as far as the ceremonial. I have no problem with meeting the public and being involved in that, and I would devote every waking hour that I have towards the betterment of the city of North Platte.
John, same question. How much time would you be able to devote to the job?
Well, that's just it. That's what, like I said before, that's why I feel like you can't do this job unless you are retired or don't have a job and can devote your full time to it. Because I know what kind of hours Dwight puts in day and night to get the job done. And I think the greatest part of one of the greatest parts of the job of mayor is being able to be at those ribbon cuttings, those ceremonies, those appreciations and things like that. Because there again, especially, I mean, like with the little kids, when you go to the grade school for lights out or something like that, those kids really look up to the mayor, and that's a big deal. And so that's a great way to promote the community also. So I'm willing to put whatever hours it takes to get it done. When I do something, I do it 100%.
Okay. Kind of a follow-up on that too, John. If you're elected as the next mayor, you mentioned several different organizations that you're involved with, rather be Habitat for Humanity and several other organizations. If you're elected, do you still plan to be involved with those different boards and organizations?
I want to. I definitely want to. And I'm going to have that conversation with Dwight before he's gone and say, hey, am I going to be allowed to still do these things that I want to do? Because I really don't know. I want to. I very much want to. So I'm hoping I can continue to do that.
Brandon, how about you? Same question on about the time you could devote to the job.
I have the good fortune of having an incredible team that works with me and for me at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. So my time there is not a requirement every day. To be honest, I have two meetings a week that amount to about 4 hours entirety that I absolutely cannot miss most weeks of the year. Other than that, my time is very flexible. I'm very accustomed to working in that 60 to 80 hour a week time frame because that's kind of my normal week. So we have a very busy hospital, but I also have other things that I've done on the side for years. Those have kind of waned away in the last couple of years, but I have spent quite a bit of time in it, and I have the benefit of being someone who's young enough that working that much doesn't really bother me a bit. My wife and I attend many events in the evenings. It's a common thing to do. So meeting this quote-unquote ceremonial requirements of the mayor, I don't think will be an issue at all. There's also the issue of delegation, and I think that there are lots of things that the mayors of North Platte have traditionally done, and that's great, but I don't know that the mayors need to do those going forward. And I'm not suggesting that any one thing is more or less important than the other. It's just when you have lots of new people at the city, we're going to have some major new positions the next year. It might be a great opportunity for the city operations to assess who is most appropriate to attend some of those events on behalf of the city. Is it always the mayor? Maybe, but maybe not.
Thank you. Okay, Lonnie, how much time could you give the job?
And I think that that's a big issue. I think the mayor, I mean, you're being not really hired, but you're kind of being elected as a mayor of North Platte to go out to visit with organizations, to do the ribbon cuttings. You know, I don't see how you cannot spend 35 hours plus at the mayor's office. There's a lot of things that we have to accomplish, and I don't think 2 hours a week will cut it. If we're gonna grow our town, if we're gonna bring industry, and if we're gonna bring more jobs, if we're gonna help the downtown to be a better place, if all them things are take a lot of time, and you know you really can't just leave that out there for somebody else because that person should actually be running for mayor, the person that you're gonna leave it to, right? You need to be the leader of the city of North Platte, you need to bring your council together, and hopefully everybody can get on the same vision. And we talk about vision a lot, but if it's the same vision, it's easy. If it's better for North Platte, we vote for yes. If it's not, we vote no. It's the easiest thing in the world once we get a vision. So I plan on spending 35-plus hours a week. They will see me at all the ribbon cuttings, and that's how I'm going to move forward as mayor.
And Andrew, same question. How much time can you give to this position, including the ceremonial duties and events that our current mayor attends?
Yeah, you know, Dwight's done a really good job at trying to get out to those. I believe that you try to be as many of them as you can. And I think even Dwight has problems hitting all of them right now. I mean, we have a lot of things that are going on here, and everybody always wants their piece of attention. I have quite a bit of time to dedicate to this. Luckily for me, like I've said before, you know, we have I have an employer that is very understanding of what I am trying to do here in North Platte, and they are very, very supportive. And luckily, he is also an elected official. So he completely gets it. And he goes, you figure out your schedule. We'll work around it. You know, you work from home, you set your own schedule. It's not a big deal. I know you'll get the work done that you have to do for work, and you can still do the stuff that you need to do on the government side. So it's not such as I have to always clock into the office at 9 o'clock and then clock out at 5 o'clock. So I'm going to miss out a lot of city time. Nah, I won't have that problem. I'm really, really glad that I have an employer that allows me to work and do these issues and work on the city. And that's what they want me to do. To them, that is very, very important. They call it your family time. But since I don't have, you know, kids or a wife or anything, my family gets to be North Platte. So
the city will be your wife.
Yeah. The city, everybody gets to be my cousin or something, I guess. I don't know. So we'll, you know, I get to spend my time with the city here. So I'm really looking forward to it. I have plenty of time to spend with the city, plenty of time to work on these issues, and try to be responsive and still balance my work-life balance.
Okay, next question. We'll start with John. John, we hear concerns about the amount of substandard housing in town. What do you think about that, and what would you do?
Well, right now, I feel like we've turned the corner on housing, more or less. Back when I was with the chamber and we started the shot in the arm program, I think that really got us off the ground and got the ball rolling. It's something that I feel like we're not by any means done with, and I want to continue to push that housing, the things that we're doing, the partnerships that we have in town to make housing a viable, you know, entity. One of the things that you always, I think, hear a lot about is we not only need housing, but we need affordable housing. And I think that's very true. We have to keep that in mind when we're building. The one thing that we've got going now that I think is really going to help us a lot is the apartment complexes that are in the process of being built right now. So housing is going to be something that I will continue to deal with.
You know, and that's another thing, too, that there could be some of that addressed by the time our next mayor sworn in, because Mayor Livingston, City Administrator Hawks are continuing to work on that, especially with making sure that our codes are up to date and everything in terms of enforcement.
Yes. Lately, there's been, maybe a bigger push on that, the enforcement of the code enforcement and things like that. And there again, you can go back to Habitat for Humanity. You can go back to the LCCDC Corporation. And between them, those two organizations in the city, you know, I think we've, like I say, turned the corner on a lot of these housing problems. And we're keeping it very much in the public's eye and on their conscience to continue to work with housing. And I think we're doing a good job of it.
Brandon? Your thoughts on housing?
I think the amount of housing due to the last housing study that's truly substandard is something that is kind of a point of contention in our city. There's a lot of discussion about what the reality is there. And I think that the secret to this is that we go back to code enforcement and determining on a case-by-case basis exactly what's going on. I mean, if you talk to the people who do some code enforcement right now, they'll tell you that you can walk up to a house in North Platte that certainly looks like, when you go on the inside of it, it may be just horrible, and you walk in and it's really not. It's fine. In other cases, you may walk up to a house that looks like it's going to be just fine, and they're in there inspecting for construction, and they figure out that there's some grievous problem inside this house. So it's really going to be a matter of figuring out an elegant way to enforce the codes that we have in order to improve the worst of our housing. No one wants our citizens living in horrible houses. A couple of weeks ago on the air, I talked about a trailer that we all learned about in the news a few years ago, and they were providing their water with a garden hose. And what a tragedy that is to have that in our community. I mean, it's just stunning to think that we have people in North Platte, Nebraska that live exactly in that way. And it's just terrible. So I think that the secret is work on code enforcement, be serious about it, do it from the health perspective. And if we need to improve our ordinances in order to make those houses a better place, then that's what we need to do. And that's what I'll be doing as the mayor.
Thanks. Lonnie, same question.
Well, you know, we spend a lot of money on studies. It's a crazy amount of money. And it seems like we never follow studies. There's a 2018 housing study out there, whether you believe it or not. We need 800 homes or 800 units. If you take that equation out of that and you start looking at how much that study has dove into our community, I mean, it's amazing. People could look that up. They talk about our low-income housing, how many homes need to be tore down, how much, what the city can even do on the backside to help with these low-income homes, what they can do to build this the infrastructure up around them, how we can use the CRA to do these things instead of just for TIF purposes, right? We can use the CRA to acquire land and use the TIF there to build lots and stuff. And I think it's very important that's the way we take them 2018 study and we follow it, because they have great things out there. They have like a FHA 203K. It's a loan program for low income, and no banks here do it. So we need to follow what the studies do for us. That's what I believe.
Andrew, your thoughts on substandard housing in North Platte, and what would you do if elected?
Yeah, so we had a nice little fancy study that came out that everybody likes to cite and talk about. I got a little more insight on it just because I got to see it as they were working on it and the drafts and everything else. And I've had a lot of times to think about it, or a lot of time to think about it. And one of the things that I've been trying to tell people is that we need to, you know, everybody's always like, we got to build new houses. And I've been more than happy to, you know, on the city council vote for some of our candidates running for mayor to be able to help them build houses here in North Platte. You know, I do believe in it, and I don't regret it in the slightest. We needed to open up our housing market here. We just didn't have quite enough houses to be able to keep fluid movement of people trying to move into North Platte, or, you know, and moving up and down in mobility. But the other side of that a lot of people miss is that we have a lot of houses here that need just a little bit of work. And the thing that holds people back, I believe, a lot is that they just don't have the finances to be able to work on those houses. So originally what I wanted to do is something that the state doesn't allow us to do, because we're cities and we have to do what the state tells us to do or not do. And I wanted to do a tax holiday. I'll be honest. I wanted a tax holiday where all sales tax would be cut off for two weekends out of the year, two different weekends, one in the fall, one in the spring, where people could be able to invest in their houses, not have to worry about paying the government their nickel and dime for everything they're buying to work on their exterior, their interior, whatever it is they need to work on, you know? So what I've tried to work on the balance, on the flip side here, is how do we get around that? If we use the Quality Growth Fund, which, by the way, please vote to renew the Quality Growth Fund this fall, we can use some of that to create a grantable process that if you spend this much and you need this much amount of work done, you know, we can give you cut you a check out of that, which will help you pay to essentially do the same thing, you know, just in a backwards way. We're going to use sales tax to pay off sales tax, you know, so that way people who really need to work on their houses, they can work on their houses. That grandma who doesn't have all that much money, she's living on Social Security, you know, that single mom who's living on, you know, her $12 an hour job, but she has two or three kids sitting at home, you know, that single dad that's sitting there, you know, he may work out at UP or whatever, but he doesn't have a whole lot of time to be able to work on this project. Well, that we can get that money back into, hopefully our local contractors will be doing those projects. They'll buy those products locally, and then, you know, it cycles back into our economy, but we'll be able to keep working on our houses we have here, which opens up our housing stock and gives us a better report next time we want to look at it.
Larry, finally, your thoughts on housing in North Platte.
Well, it's obvious that the city has to get on board helping builders that build homes that are affordable. And it gets to be a real debate as to what is affordable. If you have but two major employers in town that actually have quite a good salary for their employees, that's great and fine. However, there's very few people that can afford some of the buildings that are being put up currently out west. And I believe that we need to find and help builders, contractors, be able to build an affordable house that the community, the people of the community that need housing can support. I realize that there are professional people that come to the hospital and they don't want, you know, a substandard home. And it's nice that there are homes of that caliber out there. However, I still believe that we need to help in some kind of a program, public and private partnership, to help contractors build affordable housing for the population of North Platte.
All right, we need to hit a break, but we'll be right back from the KODY Mayoral Candidate Forum.